Members of the House majority have introduced legislation to enshrine permanent fund dividends into the Alaska Constitution. The amendment would set dividends at a minimum of $1,250 each year. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The Alaska Permanent Fund became a part of the Constitution in 1976. But permanent fund dividends were started through state law 5 years later and were never made a part of the Constitution. That could change under a resolution that Anchorage Democratic Representative Chris Tuck introduced on Friday. The bill would allow the state to draw up to 5% of the permanent fund's value from its earnings every year. A third of that would go to dividends, with the other two-thirds going to fund state government.
It does put a cap on how much government can spend, because you're not going to be able to dip into the earnings reserve anything more than what the resolution guarantees.
Fellow Anchorage Democrat Les Garris says differences between the House and Senate majorities have led him to believe that making PFDs part of the Constitution is the right move. In particular, he's concerned that compared with a House bill, Senate legislation would add more than $1 billion in projected oil and gas tax credits over the next 10 years.
We're worried if they keep giving away that kind of money to oil companies, they're going to keep pressuring the dividend down. They're already down to $1,000, and we see them pressuring the dividend down further if they give more money to oil companies.
Senators have said the tax credits encourage oil and gas companies to invest in the state and will lead to more production. Governor Bill Walker proposed a bill to draw money from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government that would lead to $1,000 dividends. The Senate passed the bill, adding a limit on the amount of state spending. The House version of the bill stripped out the spending limit and raised the dividend amount. It also required the legislature to pass an income tax and increase oil and gas taxes for the permanent fund bill to go into effect. Tuck says he hopes passing the amendment will help the chambers reach an agreement on the permanent fund bill. Former lawmakers Clem Tillian and Rick Halford are leading a separate effort related to the PFDs. They want to hold a referendum to repeal any change the legislature makes this year to the permanent fund. Tuck hopes the amendment will end the referendum attempt.
Well, hopefully when they see that we're acting to protect the permanent fund dividend at our level that we have right now, they will back off on that.
If two-thirds of each body passes the amendment, voters would consider it in November 2018. A majority is required to adopt an amendment. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.